الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد على صلاته في سوقه وبيته بضع وعشرين درجة إلى آخر الحديث. We were discussing this hadith where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the namaz of a person compared to what he makes at home or in his shop, if he makes it in the masjid, he gets more than 20 times the reward. In other narrations, it has come clearly where the reward is 25, 27 times more. We were discussing various other aspects of this hadith, which we will carry on with. And one thing is that nobody ever, that if he can make a profit of 1 ren, and he can make a profit of 25, 27 ren, that he'll opt for 1 ren. Everyone will go for such a great profit. And this is not only so much more, but it will be forever in the akhirah. It won't be only temporary and a person uses it up, but it will be forever in the year after. Further, it is explained, in addition, the hadith draws our attention to the virtue of performing wudu with all its sunan and etiquette. That is a great thing also which we should try and pay attention to making our wudu properly. Not just a slap test job, as unfortunately it has become, they're just splashing some water on the face, on the hand, just putting the legs under the tap, and wudu is done. That is far, far from done. Perhaps in many cases, wudu doesn't even take place, forget the benefits and the virtues of wudu. And wudu itself is a great, great ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq that we observe wudu also to do it properly. And just by the way, before wudu is our istinja. That is also very important. That is not also a slapdash job. Especially with the high pan, which has become almost totally common. To make the istinja as it is required is quite difficult. But it is absolutely essential that proper istinja be made. That a person must wash himself. So much so that the ulama and pious people, they used to keep even two trousers for going to the toilet. They used a separate trouser for any drops that might come out. There is a thing in Shariat which is called istibra, which that the person makes sure that the last drop of urine goes out. Today with the use of the toilet paper, we should try and observe this. If a drop of urine comes out after we have made wudu, that wudu is nullified. And we still carrying on with our ibadat, etc., making ourselves happy that we are making our ibadat. But if wudu is not even in its place, then where is our ibadat? So it is very important that all these things did be done properly. Another very important thing, arriving early for the jamaat namaz and eagerly waiting for it to commence. This is another thing where today it has become common that we are the last in the masjid and the first to go out again. Whereas a person should try and come early, at least after adhan, that he can make his sunnahs properly and he can sit for a little while waiting eagerly for namaz. Namaz is such a thing that we should look forward to it, and our action should not show an attitude that we just want, that we got no care for namaz, that we just come last minute and we are gone the first minute again. No, we should show by our action that we are waiting and we are keen for namaz. This routine is the perfect remedy for drawing closer to Allah Ta'ala. If a person just observes his namaz properly, he will get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. While asking for one's needs from him, and a person then will get time to ask his needs of Allah and obtaining relief from the worries and stresses of the day. Allah has made it the natural way. We don't have to go to any therapist or we don't have to go to counselors. We just come to the masjid and sit a while with itminan in the masjid. The house of Allah where rahmat abounds. and see how much of a peace Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah has made it come 5 times a day to the masjid and observe your namaz, sit a little while before, a little while after, just a minute or 2 minutes, and see the great difference in our namaz also. Allah Ta'ala is exceptionally compassionate and generous in reward to those who perform salat. When a person makes namaz, for all his other actions also, Allah rewards him very generously. And when a person doesn't make namaz, we can read as many wazifas as we want to, but then they don't have that fruit whatsoever. Namaz is the basic thing, and our namazes must be done properly also. For every step to the masjid, their rank is elevated and a sin is obliterated. Just imagine just going to the masjid and making wudu at home. For every step we take, we are getting a reward. And our stages are going higher in Jannah. Our sins are being forgiven. Thereafter, the angels, whose du'as are certainly accepted by Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness and mercy on their behalf for as long as they remain in the masjid. As soon as a person has come to the masjid to perform namaz, Malaika start making dua for him. Even if he's out of namaz, he's waiting for namaz, he's counted like he's in namaz. After namaz, as long as we sit and we don't cause inconvenience to anyone, till our wuzu doesn't break, the Malaika are busy making duas for us. We perhaps can have doubt on our own duas, but the duas of the Malaika, there is no doubt about it. And they make those du'as for us by which the doors open for Allah's full rahmat to descend upon us. So we should try it, that few, 1-2 minutes at least, not just rushing in and rushing out, but coming in, sitting, and after namaz also, sit a minute at least, read some wazifas, make some du'a, make some zikr, and see how much of Allah's rahmat descends on a person. A verse of the Quran confirms this, that one of the duties of the Malaika is to make dua for the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, those Malaika, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That those people, the Malaika, who are carrying the arsh of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and those who are around with them, they are praising Allah, and one duty is they seek forgiveness for the believers. So as long as a person sits after namaz, they are making dua, Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub alayh. What a great, we want duas from one another, we have a problem, we go and meet righteous, pious people, ask them for duas. Such a simple way to get the duas of the Malaika. The angels continue making dua as long as the person performing salah remains in the masjid with wudu and does not speak or inconvenience any other person, or he does not contravene any of the adab, the etiquettes of the masjid. He's getting the dua of the Malaika. Yeah, we might be shy to go and ask somebody for dua. Yeah, we might, our pride perhaps does not allow us to go and ask somebody for dua. We are thinking, who am I, why must I go and ask somebody for dua? But to take the dua of the Malaika is so easy. Ulama have written that namaz is permissible in malls and shopping places, but it is makruh, disliked, because the heart and mind are easily distracted in such places. We can make namaz at home also, but the reward also is much less, and our mind gets easily distracted. Whereas in the masjid, everything is conducive for our mind and our heart to be in namaz. And any person who experiences when his heart is present in namaz, he himself will know what the great enjoyment of that namaz is. Compared to a namaz that a person's heart is out of the namaz, and he just wants to get out like a bird in a cage. He just wants to get out of it, and outside he's free. Whereas a believer is like a fish in the water. When he's in namaz, when in the masjid, he enjoys it there. May Allah bless us with these qualities.